90.7 FM. I'm Tony Fallon, and I'm the guest DJ tonight for 2 hours of Irish music. Well, when I was growing up in Ireland, in Roscommon, we had a very good football team. And at the same time, Offaly had a very good football team. And we played in quite a few games, Roscommon and Offaly. Unfortunately, I think Offaly were better than we were. We didn't win the All-Ireland. This evening I have with me Yvonne Furlong. Am I talking about the right people?
That's right, Tony.
Your husband was a great football player in Ireland.
Yes, he was in the 60s.
Yeah.
And then immigrated to the United States.
Who are we talking about now?
Tom Furlong. And came out to the United States on a visit with the Offaly team and then returned back to stay in the States in 1962. I went on to play football with Offaly in New York and with the Offaly New York selected with...
He played with the New York team.
Yes,
against somebody from Ireland. I don't remember who.
He played against Galway in 1967, but went on to play with great people. Some are still with us and some aren't. The likes of Brendan O'Donnell, John Kerry O'Donnell's son. And you had Joe Rafter and Paddy Cummins, Sonny Kenna, Peter Nolan.
Yeah, the Nolan brothers. There were the Furlong brothers and the
That's right. And the
Nolan brothers with Offaly at the time.
There was Willie Nolan and Peter Nolan and Johnny Nolan.
Right. And then there was a couple of Furlong brothers as well.
There was. There was Mickey. He played in the 50s. And Tom then came along. And then Martin played for Offaly in Ireland. And then John played but got ill quite young and died quite young. And then they have another son, Tom, and our son, Tommy, also. They both played, they wore the Offaly jerseys also.
I couldn't believe it. I didn't realize when the 1980 final was on, I think it was Offaly and Kerry, and
yes,
the goalkeeper for Offaly was Furlong, and I never I assumed he was his nephew or something.
Yeah.
But he was actually his brother. So.
Yeah, that was my husband's brother, Martin.
So, and, like, they must have been playing for Offaly from the 50s to the 80s,
yes,
different
they
brothers.
Were. Yeah.
It was incredible.
Played.
Yeah. So he's not well, is he?
No, he had a massive stroke January the 6th, little Christmas, and it was a bleed in the brain, and he was hospitalized between the hospital and the rehab for close to, it was a little over 9 months. He had to be put back in July. He came home for 2 weeks, but he had a... they call it TIA setback, but he's coming along good, thank God. Hey, he's with us today and, you know, not here with me right now.
Right, I understand, yeah.
But he's doing good.
Yeah.
So I'm here, like we had to close Furlongs because he was the backbone of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Just couldn't do it on my own. So I'm here with the Handel family at the Blackthorn and I take care of the bar and the dining room for them and, you know, do a little bit of work around the place for
mm-hmm.
them, you know. Keep myself busy too.
Okay, well, now let's talk about you. You grew up in Clare.
I did.
Okay, can you tell us about what Christmas was like in Clare?
Oh, my
or
God.
In your part of Clare?
The good old times. Well, in our home, there was never a turkey in the oven, as I don't know about your place. There was always a goose roasted in the number 9 Stanley range, as they called it. And it was potato stuffing, very little bread stuffing. And there was the neighbours and family. Well, you know, family that was in it. There was nine children and my mother and father, so they really didn't have to invite a lot more, Tony.
You had a full house without inviting anybody.
As far as Christmas morning was concerned, I mean, the kids now don't know which package to open. I mean, you got the apple, the orange and whatever else.
Right.
A couple of things, colouring books,
pair of
snakes
socks
and lathers, remember?
Yes, pair of socks.
Pair of socks, God bless them. And then the neighbours would come in. We had a lot of music in our house because my father used to play the concertina. He played with Mrs. Crotty.
Oh, really?
Yes. Birdie Crowley was his name. And he played with Mrs. Crotty, and he was a great set dancer also. He won the Caledonial set dancing with Bella Costello. And she'd be a grandniece of... she plays with Dee Dan and Maura O'Connell.
Oh, yes.
From Innes. There
right.
were Costellos. They had the fish market in Innes. And There was just music. There was no television.
Well, then how about St. Stephen's Day? What happened then?
St. Stephen's Day, we'd the coal from the fire, you blackened your face and you put on all the paper from, you know, the Christmas tree. You remember the paper we used to string across from corner to corner, you know, the crepe paper, whatever. And we'd go off and we'd go from house to house and, you know, you'd get it like the Christmas cake in some houses, or they give you a few pence if you could come in. And, of course, I used to step dance. I was able to play the spoons. And my father, you know, he'd come with us.
He'd come with you?
He'd come with us with Mr. Corey, who had the lorry. So we were lucky because we'd get a whole group together. There was real old ran-bys going around, you know.
I see.
And we'd end up in the old folks' home, St. John's, St. Joseph's in Innes, and you'd entertain the old people.
Well, how far from Innes were you living?
I lived out Kilrush Road in Innes.
Near the town?
Yeah, not too far. We could walk into town.
I see, okay.
Well, you know, I mean, it's yeah, nice
well,
little walk.
You see, that, you live near a town. I lived out in the way out in the country.
Oh, my God.
So we actually had no town that we could go to other than Knockrockery, which was, you know, three bars, a butcher shop, a post office, and a chemist shop. So when I hear Gene talking about, you know, going around to the big towns, we were between Roscommon and Athlone. We were 11 miles from Athlone and 9 miles from Roscommon. So we were pretty much out there in the country.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't. We didn't blacken our faces, as you said. We put on masks.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So.
Yeah, we used to do. We used to use the coal. You know, the ash and the coal, and dress up and all that stuff.
We didn't do that. So. Yeah. So you see, that's why I wanted to do this program. I was hoping that we would have people from different counties to come in and talk about the little different things that happened in each place, because we all went in the ran-boys, but it was done different ways, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was always the man of the house that lit the candle in our place on Christmas Eve.
Right.
But what they used to do was, you know, we all, you had your own vegetables, your turnips and carrots and all that nonsense. But anyway, as I said, not nonsense today, we should eat more of them. But the turnip, they'd cut the bottom off and they'd take out the centre and you put the candle in it, and the curtains were tied all the way back or tied up, and you put the candle in the window to tell your neighbours welcome.
Well, you see, my mother used a jam jar, she didn't use the turnip.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so and she insisted that the candle be in the windows all through Christmas, all through till the 12th day.
Yeah.
So.
And midnight mass was very important to people, you know.
We didn't have midnight mass.
See,
we were in the country, so we had mass. We'd have to go to the town for midnight mass.
Right.
So we had the regular mass on Christmas Day.
So it was inconvenient for you guys to go.
Yeah.
Whether we could walk into town, you know.
Right,
what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and that was it.
Well, I'm glad you stopped.
Thank you very much.
Stopped to say hello, and we learned about putting the blacking on your face.
Thanks. And I'd just a little fast thing. I'd really, really like to thank everybody on both sides of the Atlantic for all the good wishes and all the prayers, and I wish all of those guys and their families and friends a very, very happy and healthy 2012.
Well,
thanks, Tony, for having me on.
You and I are on the same Facebook page, at least we're friends.
That's right.
So I constantly see all the messages that are sent about your husband. So I can see that he's well liked, and you know, it's great to see that people send messages and so on back and forth.
I still remember him, at least, thank God, you know, for that. Listen, thanks a million.
Okay.
All right, God bless.